This is another episode of the Promo Project
Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this Tuesday, November 26, 2024, the Promo Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, from football all the way to cross country and everything else in between. We'll get into the first loss. K-State wins basketball in just a moment. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen today on this K-State podcast. We try to cover everything, touch on everything, not just the fastball and the changeup, football and men's basketball. We try to cover everything, all things K-State sports, folks. K-State University out there, Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Getting right on into it here on the postcast edition. And go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that alarm bell if you've not already. I encourage you to do that because we post content pretty much daily, including the holidays, Thanksgiving, a couple days out, not too far away from that. So traveling over this Thanksgiving holiday, stay safe on the road, stay safe out there, and have the blessed Thanksgiving, folks, out there, wherever you listen to this podcast. All right, so postcast, K-State women's basketball losing. And it looked good for a minute. It looked good for a minute there in Las Vegas as K-State gets upset by Duke. This was a pair of two-ranked top 15 opponents there. K-State coming in number 9 in the nation. Duke, and I said this last week on the show, this was going to be a really interesting game. I didn't realize Duke was, I should have known it, but 13th-ranked Duke upsets K-State. They're out there. K-State led 11-0 early, almost pretty much halfway through the first quarter. We're like, oh, damn, we're looking real good, right? Duke responded, and they really, from the mid-first quarter on, it looked like Duke had all the momentum that carried throughout the first half, and then it just stabilized right there, and K-State the women's team could not find rhythm. From what I took anyways, I was working, so I was in and out of this game, checking the scores and everything else, so I did not sit and watch this game, but read the recap, stuff like that. And the score, 73-62 yesterday afternoon in Henderson, Nevada. Bulldogs Classic, the women's basketball team in Nevada right now, and I don't know who they're playing. They're going to play on Wednesday. I know they're going to play tomorrow. I don't know the opponent right now. But Japanese team getting the L, their first L, the 2024-25 campaign, 73-62. Ashton Jackson. I should say Ashlon. Excuse me. Looks like Ashton. Ashlon. Ashlon Jackson, 30 points. They let her get a career high, 30 points, 6 of 9 shooting from the field. Meanwhile, your Ayoka Lee, 16 points to lead the Cats. Right there, Serena Sundell, S squared, with another 15. Ooh, that don't look good from over here. Sorry, getting ADD, getting a little distracted over what's going on not too far away from the crib in KC, Missouri. 15 points in the recording. It turned out to be a nice morning. Yes, it is cool. Pretty much is winter now. But anyways, 15 points there. 4 rebounds, 4 assists on the evening there as well. Yeah, K-State, 11-0 run early. You're thinking to yourself, we got a chance to, this might be, I wouldn't say necessarily easy, but if they can go out there like this, they can control it. But nope, Duke responded with 2 runs of their own and then come out in the second half and really put it on K-State there. K-State only shot 46% from the field. But looks like they're in the second half, 53% in the second half, but they were held. The 3-point line, this is not going to cut it. And we know in the past seasons, which at many teams anyways, they rely on the 3 ball. 2 of 10 for 3. That's easy. 20% from downtown. That will not help. I know Ayoka Lee, decent game last night for her, but it seems like they couldn't get rhythm going, turn the ball over in critical situations in that as well. So K-State getting that L last night in Henderson, first game of the Bulldogs Classics.
73-62. Duke upsets K-State last night. K-State led. The only time they led was that first quarter. They led after all that running going on, 18-17 in the first quarter. But after that, Duke, with that run in the second quarter, led at the break. And then Duke outscored K-State 21-15. And then K-State outscored Duke by one, but it was not enough there. Jalen Glenn, 35 minutes of action. She scored 9 points. Kennedy Taylor. Monster game off the bench, and she has been a consistent 13 points. 13 points off the bench in only 10 minutes of action. She's been an energizer bunny for this team to this point. Tamara Pondexter, only 4 points in 27 minutes of action, 2 of 7 from the field. So Tamara's kind of quieted down a little bit after a fast start there as well. So they're going to need to have them have her pick it up a little bit after that hot start. It's like, oh, damn, she's coming out of the gates hot. But stone cold, like this weather is right now, Tamara Pondexter, and excuse me, I got my notifications turned on. So apologize, trying to work through all that this morning. I'm coming off that group run, cold-ass group run early this morning as well. So we're going to have to work through that for a couple more minutes there. As well, also, Taryn Size shut down, no points. She played 20 minutes, a good fair amount of minutes, but scoreless. Imani Lester also was scoreless in this game. Who had that 1 point? Where did I see that? Zianna Walker. Ooh, wee. 1 point, 22 minutes of action in the field. 0 of 4. Tamara Pondexter, 2 of 7. Jalen Glenn, 4 of 9. Serena Sindel, 5 of 7. Ayoka Lee, 7 of 12. Going back to these two right here. To me, if K-State is going to win some games or continue to win at a high clip, you're going to need Tamara Pondexter and Zianna Walker. Zianna Walker, that's stunning. 0 of 4 and only, what, 1 point? Yikes. I don't know if she got injured or she had an off night, but yeah, that is not going to cut it there for Kansas State right there. K-State, no techs, 5 second chance points. The scores were only tied once. Points in the paint for K-State, 42. Fast break points, 10. This lead changed 3 times. Bench points, 17. And, yeah, 13 of those by Kennedy Taylor. She's been that energizer bunny. Jet Mini, they hit on the transfers here going into the season. So, but a little bit of work to do on that front. They lose by 9, 73-62, getting upset by 13th-ranked Duke. There as well. So yeah, I don't have that. And Jeff Minnie, we're gonna see. I'm gonna pick him up on the turnovers. Quote: we had travels, we had stuff out of bounds. I mean, we had a lot of things that we were just bad offensively. We were going to have to take a look at it. I was concerned coming in. We had not faced a team that played this way and not faced it at all. Obviously, we practice against our practice squad, but it's different when the lights are turned on. And things are going, and we just didn't handle it very well. Well, I mean, hey, you're a big time team. You're picked number one. You picked to win the conference, your own conference, right? So that, I mean, yeah, I mean, he's right on that. I mean, you haven't played a caliber team like Duke yet. So it's a good. This was a good measuring stick. See where you at, and depending on their Wednesday opponent. We've seen Oklahoma before. Oklahoma's now in the SEC in Nevada, I think. Yeah, so, yeah, I probably should pull that up, who's going to play. But, they got a little bit of work to do. And it doesn't help when Zianna Walker is held scoreless and Tamara Pondexter. Zianna Walker had 1 point, right? Yeah, that's right. That, and I think Tamara Pondexter had a few points from her. Yeah, 4 points. So that's not going to cut it there. And they're going to be playing tomorrow afternoon at 1 to wrap things up in Nevada out there. And, of course, to put a seal on this postcast edition, quote from Jeff Minnie, quote, I want to see their response. I want to see for 40 minutes that our guards play the way we need to play going forward. And I say the guards because essentially we win the post matchup today with Lee and Taylor, won that. It's hands down but they want it at every other spot. We have got to do better in those areas. Yeah, the guard play. Yeah, obviously, Ayoka Lee, one of the best centers in the nation. If you continue to get those kind of numbers, especially for Kennedy Taylor being that energizer bunny, we're going to nickname her that on this podcast, then they're going to be solid. But yeah, the guards, yeah, you're getting here. Jalen Glenn, one game, no points. Then she's getting 17. Zion Walker getting 22 points or 20 points and getting nothing. Tamir Poindexter getting 25 here and only 4 here. Yeah, Serena Sundell's been consistent to this point. And even her, I'll throw her here in there just for a good shenanigans here. 12 points here and then 6. I mean, but Serena, you're going to get consistent play from her regardless. But those three specifically, again, you're going to win games this year and be right there in the thick of winning a Big 12 championship. you're going to need a lot more from Santa Walker. That's just not going to cut it at all. So Kansas State suffers their first loss of the 2024-25 campaign yesterday afternoon by the count of 73-62. And they'll be playing on Wednesday for either Oklahoma or Nevada. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up on this postcast edition of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Don't forget about our bonus channel over on Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. It's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. It might be a last-minute thing here tonight to hop over there and talk K-State over there before Thanksgiving comes around. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.